This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, some exciting news happened last week for the U.S. bison industry. Congress passed the National Bison Legacy Act, which, when signed by the president, will officially make bison the national mammal of the United States. The bill's passage is the culmination of a four-year effort by the Vote Bison Coalition, which is a group of more than 60 organizations, tribes, and businesses. They work together to officially commemorate the ecological, cultural, historical, and economic contributions of bison. The National Bison Legacy Act is something that many people are excited about, including the executive director of the National Bison Association, Dave Carter.
It is very exciting. In fact, I just got back from Washington, D.C., where we were with some of the senators and representatives to celebrate the passage of the National Bison Legacy Act. And, you know, this has been about a four-year effort, a cooperative effort between the private ranchers through the National Bison Association, the conservation community with the Wildlife Conservation Society, and the tribal community through the Intertribal Buffalo Council. And, you know, we came together 4 years ago and said, you know, there isn't a national mammal, and what's more deserving than the American bison? And so we took it to the Hill, and last year, particularly Senator Hoeven from North Dakota took the reins and got it through the Senate. And then this week, the House agreed, and both chambers concurred. So now the bill is on its way to the president's desk, and we're just delighted.
Well, definitely great news for the bison industry. And, you know, bison, buffalo, whatever you'd like to call them, not something that we talk a lot about, but they do have a significant part in the history of our country.
Well, they do. They, you know, I always like to say if you take a look, the hoof print of the bison is indelibly imprinted into the grasslands and the ecosystem of the North America. I mean, the contours of the land, the type of grasses that grow, the wildlife species that are out there all bear the impact of grazing of bison because, you know, this environment evolved with bison. And, of course, the native peoples relied on bison for sustenance and for food, you know, not only food but shelter and tools and everything else. It was part of their spiritual and cultural history. But we celebrate bison because it's part of the growth of agriculture. We're private ranchers are playing a significant role in helping to restore bison to the native landscapes across the country. You know, most of the land in the U.S. is under private ownership, and bison are coming back to the rangelands and the pastures of private ranches, and they're doing that because the American public is discovering that bison is a really delicious meat. They love the nutritional profile on it, and they love the fact that this is a meat that comes, you know, what's more sustainable agriculture than the animal that's been out there for 5,000 years? And so, as the public continues to embrace bison, it becomes a very profitable enterprise for farmers and ranchers and gives us the incentives to restore the herds to more and more acres. And I'll just put in a plug here. We actually need more people raising bison right now because we can't keep up with the demand.
And bison, fairly low maintenance to raise, correct?
It's a very low maintenance animal. You know, that's one of the things that we talk about, the bison advantage. Believe it or not, I'm looking out my truck window at snow here in Denver today. Just got back into town. And, you know, when you think about, you know, particularly in the midwinter when a blizzard rolls across the prairies, if you're a bison producer, you get to stay inside and look out the window and enjoy the view because, you know, there isn't anything Mother Nature throws at these animals that they haven't seen. Right now, we're in the midst of calving season, and my main job during calving season is go out and count how many calves we have. Because those moms don't want you anywhere around them when they're calving. So, you know, we've found in the bison business that the more we leave the animal alone and let it interact with its natural environment as naturally as possible, the better the animal does and the better the meat tastes. And so, you know, we love that aspect of the business as it's a low-maintenance animal, and right now it's a very profitable enterprise.
Once again, Dave Carter with the National Bison Association. And if the president signs the bill, bison will officially be known as the national mammal of the U.S. A recent study published in the journal Circulation suggests that dairy fats may guard against type 2 diabetes. The Daily AgriNews report notes the study doesn't show full cause and effect, But there are several reasons why full-fat milk, yogurt, and cheeses could delay the development of diabetes. A Louisiana State University Ag Center dietitian, Sandra May, notes that it could be that full-fat dairy products keep you fuller longer. That would help reduce the number of calories we take in per day. The study followed 3,000 adults for 2 decades and showed that those who had higher dairy fatty acids in their blood showed a lower incidence of diabetes. Other studies looked at the connection between vitamins and minerals in dairy products and a reduced risk of diabetes, but those results were inconclusive. The dietitian did note that recommendations remain to consume lower-fat dairy products. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture will provide a new financing option to help farmers finance and purchase portable storage and handling equipment. The loans now include a smaller microloan option with lower down payments designed to help producers, including new small and mid-sized producers, grow their businesses and markets. The microloan option allows farmers who are seeking $50,000 or less to qualify for a reduced down payment of 5% and no 3-year production history requirement. Farms and ranches of all sizes are eligible, but it should be a particular benefit to smaller farms and ranches and specialty crop producers who may not have access to commercial storage or on-farm storage after harvest. These producers can invest in things like conveyors, scales, refrigeration units, and trucks to store commodities before they go to the market. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.